بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 11th of October in the year 2020 الحمد لله I began the subsection last night in which we're now discussing the priceless deed of good character. And the last thing I mentioned was a few reports with regards to the importance of good company. So just to mention the last report again. Hafiz Zahabi Rahmatullah Alayh in his Sir 12-530. Salih, the son of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, whenever a righteous, pious man who was not tempted by the beauties of this world came to visit, my father would send for me so that I could see them, for he loved for me to be like them. Subhanallah. So like I mentioned yesterday, Imam Ahmad was obviously the famous Imam, rahmatullah. He himself was a great Zahid, undoubtedly. But this shows his humility, that he would want his son to learn from others who he thought were not tempted by the beauties of this world. And the reason was that he wanted his son to be like them. So note, he didn't just want his son to benefit from speech. He wanted them to benefit from their mannerisms and their characteristics. The Sultan of Hind, Sheikh Khwaja Gharib Nawaz Hassan Sanjari, who died 633 AH, he also beautifully articulated, the company of the pious is better than a good deed, whilst the company of the impious is worse than an evil deed. Subhanallah. The company of the pious is better than a good deed, whilst the company of the impious is worse than an evil deed. Recorded in Akhbar ul-Akhyar, page 23 to 24. So this was the great Sheikh who brought the deen into the Hind, Sheikh Khwaja Gharib Nawaz Hassan Sanjari, who passed away roughly 800 years ago. And he himself was a saintly soul. And he made this profound statement. He said, the company of the pious is better than a good deed. So what does that mean? It means that good deeds are excellent. But what is more excellent than many of the good deeds is the company of the pious. And similarly, an evil deed is bad no matter what. However, the company of the impious is worse. And I think the wisdom behind this is that the company of the pious unlocks many good. And the company of evil unlocks the evil. As one of the Salaf also beautifully said, rahmatullah alayh, it is better to move rocks with the righteous than to eat dessert with the wicked. It is better to move rocks with the righteous than to eat dessert with the wicked. Recorded by Ibn Hibban in his Rawda, page 57 of the English translation. So like we say today, physical hard labor. It is better to do physical hard labor with the righteous. Meaning that even if you find it hard to keep their company, struggle with that. Because that is better than to literally enjoy yourself with the wicked. Look how interesting. The Salaf mentioned this. So obviously, yes, you do enjoy yourself with the people. The nafs likes that company. But ultimately, it harms you. Rather, to do physical hard labor with the pious is better for you. So compare chocolate mousse on one side, physical hard labor on the other. Which one would choose physical hard labor? Unless the price is great. And the price is greater, said the Salaf. Consider also that our beloved messenger famously said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the she-camel that has been cursed should not accompany us. The she-camel that has been cursed should not accompany us, in Sahih Muslim, Riyad al-Salihin, number 1558. So why have I mentioned this report? Consider that a cursed camel, the Prophet didn't want to keep the company of a cursed camel. Then what would be the effect of keeping the company of those who are cursed human beings? So who are cursed human beings? From the various reports, those who take usury, those who disobey their parents, those who deal with intoxicants, those who give and take bribes. So think about that. If a camel, and why was that camel cursed? Because it was stubborn. So one of the companions, you know, he said some words, harsh words, and the Prophet immediately said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the she camel that has been cursed should not accompany us. Think about that. Meaning it's going to affect you. His camel has been cursed. And how often do we hear reports and where it mentions this person is cursed because of this sin? This person is cursed because of this sin. And you keep company with them. So if a cursed she camel, the Prophet, and he was the most feeling of human beings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't want even that to accompany them because of the harm, then what would a human being who is cursed, what harm would he cause you? So note how careful the Prophet was with company, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, keeping the company of the pious is therefore priceless. Consider the words of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi, who said, mercy descends at the time of merely mentioning the pious. Subhanallah. Mercy descends at the time of merely mentioning the pious. This is in Abu Nu'aym al-Hilya 7-285 and Kashaf al-Khifa number 1772 or 2-91. So the great Sufyan ibn Uyayna from the Taba Tabi'in rahmatullah alayh, he said, when you mention the pious, how easy is that? You mention Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, by merely mentioning the pious, rahmah descends. Think about that. Such is the impact that Muhammad ibn Yunus rahmatullah alayh, he said, I never saw a more beneficial act of heart than to mention the righteous. Subhanallah. I never saw a more beneficial act for the heart than to mention the righteous. Recorded by Hafiz ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayh in his Sifat al-Safwa 1-17-20. So think about that. Anything that benefits the heart must be good. A good deed impacts the heart. But this great man said, there is nothing more beneficial for the heart. And what did he say was? Didn't say salat, didn't say fasting. He goes, it is to mention the righteous. Look how interesting. When you mention the righteous, he goes, that is the most beneficial act I can think of for the heart. Thus, if this is the profound impact upon one's heart by merely the mentioning of the pious, then what would be the impact of those who keep their priceless company? Think about that. You know, we don't think about these reports. So somebody could say, well, hang on a minute. Obviously, the pious souls who've passed away, you can't keep their company. But if you mention the pious, whether they're alive or they are dead, there's no distinction. That has a tremendous impact on the heart, according to the Salaf. Then what if you have the opportunity to keep their company? If the mentioning of these pious individuals has a very profound impact upon the heart, then what impact would be upon the heart if you kept their company? Consider, it is mentioned in Tafsir Sawi, volume 2, page 1207. Whosoever remembers Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam's full name, along with his father's name, his title and agnam, he will then leave this world in a state of iman. His full name along with his father's name, title and agnam is Abul Abbas Balya bin Malqan al-Khidr. So let's look at this. So in the respected Tafsir authority, Tafsir Sawi, this is the blessings of Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam. The report mentions, if you remember his name, his full name, with his father, his title, and his kunyat, you memorize that, you put that into your heart. Such is the impact, you will die with iman. And what is his full name with his father's name, his title and kunyat? Abul Abbas Balya bin Malqan al-Khidr. If you memorize that, you will die with iman. Think about that. So his name, his real name is Balya. Imagine somebody says to you, Balya kept the company of Musa. God will look at you thinking, who's that? One of his companions? He says, no, a prophet. He says, Balya. Never heard of him. He goes, what about his father? Balya, the son of Malqan. guaranteed most people will think, Malkan, who's that? And he goes, oh, do you know who Khidr is? Who doesn't know who Khidr is? That's his title. That's not his name. His kunyat is Abul Abbas, meaning he had a son called Abbas. So that's his full kunyat title with his father's name. Abul Abbas Balya ibn Malkan al-Khidr. If you memorize that, such as the impact according to this report, you will die with Iman. If this is the divine grace of just memorizing and mentioning this most blessed man's full name and agnum, then what of those who have been honored to meet him in person? Subhanallah. Think about that. Somebody, most of us won't see him or meet him. But we know through our history that people have met him. And it's a great honor. Why? Because if you just memorize his full name, you will die with Iman. Then what about those who've kept company with him? Well, isn't that a blessing? People, you know, very strange statements they make. It goes, so what if you met Khidr? You know, you hear people say that, so what? And the response is, if I just know his name, his title, his kunyat, and I die with Iman because of that, then surely if I meet him, that must also be immense. And this is an honor given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is he called Khidr? In Sahih Bukhari, number 3,402, Tirmidhi, number 3,162, Hassan Sahih Gharib, Ahmad in his Musnad, number 8,119. Our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said of Khidr, alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was named Khidr because he sat on a barren land which turned Khadira, green below him. He was named Khidr, alayhi salatu wa sallam, because he sat on a barren land which turned Khadira, i.e. green, below him. So here the Prophet explains, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why he's called Khidr. Because maybe it was a one-off, Allahu alim, or maybe it was a regular occurrence, but he sat on a barren land. So imagine dead land, imagine a desert area. He sat there, and when he got up, it became green. And the word for green in Arabic is Khidr. Problem is, we don't study, right? So why is he called green? Khidr. That's his title. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because greenery grew where he stopped. Just like our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was a child, and he was with Halima radiallahu anha, and every time they traversed, when they left the place, there was greenery. So the Prophet himself, during his childhood, this miracle was witnessed. Thus the Holy Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was a manifestation of what the Holy Prophet Isa said alayhi salatu wasalam. So what did the Holy Prophet Isa say alayhi salatu wasalam? In Surah Maryam, Surah 19, verse 31, Audhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. And he has made me blessed wherever I be. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا عِينَ مَا كُنْتُ. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be. In Surah Maryam, Surah 19, verse 31. Now think about that. It looks like he's boasting. If you just tell that statement, he has made me blessed wherever I be. So obviously a messenger of God is not going to boast. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Why did he mention that? The reason he mentioned that is he was encouraging people to be with him. Because wherever he is, there's blessings. Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. And don't forget, he's coming back. Wherever he goes, the Quran is still operative. He has made me blessed wherever I be. Similarly, about Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhu, Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam, was a man who did all his work with the knowledge of the ghayb, for he knew the ghayb. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was a man who did all his work with the knowledge of the unseen, the ghayb, for he knew the ghayb. This is in Tafsir Tabari, Qurtubi, Fath al-Qadir, in their tafsirs. Now think about that. If somebody says this person got ilmul ghayb, people say shirk. Right? He goes, so Khidr alayhi salam, did he have knowledge of the ghayb? He goes, no brother, that's shirk. So Imam Qurtubi, Imam Ibn Jarir, Fath al-Qadir and other works, and Ibn Abbas to top it off, taught his shirk. So what did the great Ibn Abbas say? Khidr did all his work with the ghayb. Meaning it wasn't like me and you. We do things cause and effect. Now what does that mean? This shows he had a special mandate. We can't go around killing people. Why? Because the Sharia prevents us from killing. If you kill an innocent person, you're in trouble. Khidr killed a youngster. So how is he, which plane is he operating on? Meaning, ghaib. He's not working with our, you know, he's got, there's a ghaib aspect to him. What else did he do? You know, they drew a hole in the ship or the boat, made it sink. Isn't that harming people? Isn't that haram? He was allowed to do it because he's working with the ghaib. So look how interesting. His name is hidden. Balya bil manqan, alayhi salatu wasalam. Khidr means the green, you know, the one who greenery. And he works through the ghaib. This is obviously why he's doing things due to the ghaib. Even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam didn't understand. He said to him, look, if I question you, then you can leave. And then what did he do? First thing, what did you do that for? And he goes, you said you're not going to question me. Second time and third time, he goes, now we part. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He goes, oh, how I wish that Musa had been patient. Because we would have seen more amazing things. Meaning there was other things he was going to do. So the Quran mentions three things that he did from the ghaib. But we know that he also comes at any specified time. In Sahih Bukhari, he drank from the water of life. Meaning he will live a very long time. And according to one of the Tabi'een, it is Dajjal who will kill him. So he's actually living till the time of Dajjal, and the one who split in half is Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam, according to one of the Tabi'een. So look at his noble life. He ends it with the greatest martyrdom. And he goes, you are a liar. Now think about that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam told everyone not to approach Dajjal. Why is he approaching him? Ghaib, he's working with the ghaib. Everything fits in. You're going against the command of the Prophet. But the Prophet praised this man. Why is he praising this man when he's going against his command? So the clue's in the text. The great Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam. Thus, it would not now come as a surprise to learn that our beloved Messenger sent, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, one day with an upright imam is preferable to 60 years of a man's worshipping the Lord. One day with an upright imam is preferable to 60 years of a man worshipping the Lord. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir 11-337, Bayhaqi in his Sunan 8-162. Think about that. What is that hadith telling you? You could do 60 years of worship, mashallah, or you can spend one day with an upright imam. The Prophet said that's better. So how is that better? I can't do 60 years worship. You've kept the company of a righteous person. So the Prophet is praising you for keeping the company of the righteous. And I mentioned again and again that the companions are called the companions for that reason. They were the greatest worshippers. They were the greatest warriors. They were the most generous of people. But why are they called companions? Because they kept the company of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So note again, all that I've mentioned clearly indicates the utmost importance of keeping good company. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it in the glorious Quran, and so of course have the righteous souls of all. So all I went through today was mentioning a few of the blessed reports with regards to keeping the company of the righteous. And again, it's important for us to understand how valuable this deed is and how great it is in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are there any questions? Let us. سبحان ربي حمدي سبحان الله اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من شرك سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات والواصل بالحق والواصل بالصبر صدق الله